Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
His name is Blake. He likes to bake. He's brought in some food. It smells really good.
Oh.
Two rhymes. One man, Blake Proud. He's here. Good morning, Blake.
Except I do not like baking at all.
Don't let the truth get in the way of good rap. Thank
it's my
you.
Least favourite part of cooking.
It's your least favourite part.
That is really interesting. Goodness. That
my favourite part of your cooking is eating it, and it smells heavenly in here this morning.
It smells very good.
I want to be OTT this morning, I think.
I feel like I'm happy on holiday.
I feel like I'm in Southeast Asia.
Maybe
in
Bali, perhaps?
Maybe Bali. Let's just see if we can get some Bali music. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well,
it's a recurring thing now. I'm committed to Bali at the moment.
So are we.
So are we. We would love to. We'd love nothing more than to do a show from Bali. We should try
Absolutely.
And we should try and do a collab.
I would love to go over there and spend some time with my family as well, and take Sunny and Ella over and eat some delicious food. And you know what? I have so many contacts in Bali as well.
Have you ever been
to Bali and done like the cooking schools and stuff like that?
No, I haven't.
I
would love to.
I have done one, and it was actually a really cool experience. It was fun. It was fun. But some of their ingredients you can't get here.
Some of them are pretty specific.
Yeah. that's a little bit harder. But there is stuff you can do. Oh, okay. Well, have you found any Bali music yet?
Just hold on.
Last week you made that delicious Indonesian potato curry, which was the bomb. Oh.
That's Balinese massage parlor music. There we go.
This feels like it.
I'm in the markets. I'm saying, no, I don't want that handbag.
We can smell the lang lang.
Tidak mau. Tidak mau.
Lang lang.
All right, Blake, let's talk about it.
I can already see my suitcase goodness. Full of handbags already.
Completely legit handbags.
So legit. Okay, what have you brought in? Because it smells and looks amazing.
Well, mee goreng has become a bit of a staple in our house.
Oh,
just the cheap
goreng.
Packet
yeah,
ones
yeah, yeah.
At the moment because we've got a newborn, so something easy.
And
then the other day I actually thought, how hard is it to just make mee goreng from scratch anyway?
Mm.
So like, why am I using packet stuff? So I just whipped up a mee goreng really quick with what I had in the fridge and in the garden. And then I thought, wow, I'll bring this into 98.5 and share it with you guys.
That's so nice of you to do that. And it does look amazing.
Before I eat this, how spicy are we talking?
It's like a medium. I'd say a 5.
Okay.
Jokes,
he's
it's a 9.
In. Wait until he's eaten some. Well, funnily, those packet ones, my kids used to smash those after school. But there's not much in them.
There's not much in them. So they're not wholesome.
No.
Like, that's the thing. So I think the key to making mee goreng easy to make from scratch is prepping your ingredients and having them kind of all chopped up.
Yes.
So if you can in advance, maybe a day in advance or a day or two in advance, just have little bags of ingredients you can just pull from and chuck it all in.
I like doing that because it makes me feel like a TV chef. I cut all my ingredients and put them in little bowls.
It makes you feel like a TV chef.
Makes me feel like a TV chef.
It's also extremely convenient and makes cooking so much faster.
And easier and more enjoyable too because you're not taking up a
that
mess of...
is so fresh
that looks
and so delicious.
So
Leon, do you have some of this on the way in?
You've even put a googie egg on top.
Yeah, so I've done a little Balinese. Have you ever seen fried eggs in Bali? They always use like this little tiny little wok. And they almost like deep fry the egg.
Yes.
Like, so deep in oil. So I did that this morning.
Yes.
Crispy fried egg on top there.
Use the little frying pan.
All right. Well, we are excited. I love the idea that we're in Bali. And so we might take a break.
And then you,
Blake, need to get your Bali hat on and start telling us all the ingredients. So people can be at Bali at home.
I'm going to see if I can do a mashup. Hold on.
Remix.
It kind of works. See? Oh my goodness, it works! All right, let's stop now. Nah, it's out of time. Hold on. Nah, it's out of time. Nah, I stopped it.
You can't beat the one beforehand. That was really good.
That was
the Elton John and Balinese music.
one and done, mate. One hit, one done.
I've listened to a lot of Elton John Barley, so that makes sense. Blake Proud's here, and so is a delicious bowl of Migarang.
That is...
Ooh, child.
We have been trying, like, we're just taste testing it, or just chowing down on it.
A little bit more.
Like, the three of us, and it is delicious. And you made this this morning, so it's obviously... Yeah. If you're organised, it's a pretty quick break.
So this morning at 6 a.m, I had to play a game called Get the Garlic Crusher out of the second drawer without waking the entire house up. That was a fun game.
Why is it
always the second drawer?
It's such a mess.
There's the second drawer. The first and the third drawers are great.
Yep.
The second and the fourth and the bottom drawer are just the worst.
Absolutely. That's where everything gets chucked when you're trying to clean up quickly too. Everything. Scissors and all the way. So, okay, Dan's eating. So, okay, Blake. Tell us, how have you made this delicious bowl of homemade migarang?
All right, so this is today half the recipe that I'm going to give you now. So the recipe I'm reading out now will be for 4 to 6 people.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So 170 grams of egg noodles, or any noodles that you like, really.
Yeah.
Two minced cloves of garlic, a tablespoon of garlic chives, or if you don't have garlic chives, you can use like a red shallot or something like that, or even onion.
Oh, yeah.
One whole spring onion, finely or roughly chopped. A carrot. Grated or julienne or however you can cut it up nice
or
and
Karen
thin.
Or Susan.
Yeah. A red chili to taste or some chili oil. 70 grams of Asian greens, 70 grams of bean sprouts, tablespoon of oil. Grapeseed oil is great for this because it's nice and neutral.
Yep.
Sesame oil, soy sauce, ketchup mayonnaise, tomato paste.
Oh, I love
and I put some chopped
mayonnaise.
Egg and chicken, or sorry, a fried egg on top and some chicken in that. So you just basically get your normal garlic, chives, onion in the pan, saute that in a bit of oil, get it nice and translucent and cook through, add in your chili, chuck in your chicken, get your cooked noodles.
So the key
to getting really good noodles is don't overcook them. So I kind of bring the water to the boil and then turn it off and just let them sit and absorb the moisture. Oh. And you want them quite rigid
still.
Yeah,
okay. A bit al dente.
Yeah, al dente is a bit of movement because they're going to soak up some of the sauce once you go in there.
Mm.
So pop them straight into the pan, a nice hot wok, then put your Asian greens, your bean sprouts in, and then top it with all your sauces and mix it through with tongs and you're done.
That is really quick and yummy and like it's got a lot of good stuff in it too. Like a really lot of good stuff.
I feel great.
Yeah.
So packet migarang's a great snack, let's face it.
Yeah.
They taste amazing.
There's nothing.
But they're not a meal, and there's nothing really wholesome about them. There's no greens, there's no vegetables. All the greens in here are actually from my garden, and the carrot is from my garden as well.
Cool.
And you've definitely put on some crispy shallots on top. You just get those packets of
crispy shallots.
And some black sesame seeds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So just for looks. And there's some bean sprouts in there and all kinds of
goodness.
Looks
so good and tastes just as good as it looks. And I reckon, family, this is a really great one for you to get your kids involved, like get them chopping up stuff
so
and stir frying it all together. Easy.
It's so fun.
Delicious.
And that goes a long way. So as I said, this morning what we made was just one packet.
That's crazy.
So just an 85 gram packet of noodles.
Wow. Yeah.
And there's probably enough there for almost four people.
Yeah.
See, because the crazy thing is, if I was having like packet migarang, I would have two.
Yeah.
And that just shows you. Empty. It's just empty calories,
just
you know?
Calories.
It's all about a calorie deficit, you know? If you're going to get too many calories, they're just empty. It's wasted. Whereas that...
Nutrition plus.
So
oh, well, this is going to be a winner, guys. We give it the thumbs up massively.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Thanks for taking us to Bali, Blake.
That's all right. I'll take you to Bali again next week probably as well.
Hey! And nasi goreng!
In the lead up to us all going to Bali together for real.
All right.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.